Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR, DB.
What's up, everyone? You are listening to Miss Tammy's TKO Radio Show on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, where I will feature the hottest topics in regards to nutrition, sports, fitness, and health. As done a couple shows ago, I'm getting back in touch with my roots of why I actually began my journey of having my own podcast. You know, I want to promote good health and healthy habits. So we have a topic tonight that most people can relate to. In fact, like I hear all my friends and my people around me talking about this topic weekly. We are going to talk about sleep and the lack thereof, the importance of good sleep, and most important, strategies of how we can get relaxed and get some good hours of downtime to sleep throughout the night. But first, as always, is shout-out time. So I want to give a shout-out to all the recent birthdays out there in February and March. I hope you had an amazing birthday and month. You only live once, so do it right. Celebrate that whole month. So if you're a February baby, you got that extra day too, right? You got that leap year. Yes. So next shout-out goes out to my daughter, Bree the Burger Queen. She did her thing on MasterChef Junior. She made it to the top 12 of 12,000 kids in the United States and did her thing. I'm so proud of her and all of the amazing MasterChef Juniors out there in the competition. Just amazing families, amazing friends that we made for a lifetime. That's our second family now. We talk every day. We immediately all bonded. And, again, we have a family for life from season 9. So shout out to all of the amazing MasterChef Juniors out there. Last but not least, shout out goes to Katina for being on my last show. She was an amazing guest, and I'm so glad that she was able to tell her amazing story and give us some fitness tips and some history lessons on Pilates. We're going to miss you at our studio, but wish you nothing but success in your new venture. All righty. Now it is time for our special guest tonight. So drum roll, please. That's right. Tonight's special guest will be yours truly. Me. Miss Tammy. Miss Tammy. Miss Tammy. It's a tiger. I'm a tiger. Feeding for the meat of my career. All I ever wanted is for everyone to hear. Now I make them feared by the lyrics that they hear. Step up in the ring just to make my point clear. I sacrifice it all, put 2 degrees on hold. I'm down to my last, but I'm not about to fold. Coaches won't train me. They say I'm too old. So now I'm a coach. I'm going to do it on my own time, my own dime. I will find mine. I will fight. All right, you guys, I got a little too much into it. Yeah. Miss Tammy is not only a podcast, you know, queen, but I also got some flows for y'all. Just want to give you a taste. Your guest of honor tonight is, drumroll, me. That's right, Miss Tammy. You didn't know your girl's hat. She has some bars, right? Yep. Better recognize. That's right. So tonight, I am going to be your special guest. Normally, I interview other people, but tonight, I wanted to be your special guest to talk about a topic, like I said, a lot of family and friends are talking about that needs some more guidance. And so I did a lot of research, And just in my nutrition background, I just want to give you all some advice, and including me. I'm talking to myself, too, because I, too, struggle with sleep at times. So that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about sleep. We're going to get right into it. So first, I'm going to lay out a few stats and facts, okay? And then we'll get into the nitty-gritty. More than one-third of adults sleep less than 7 hours per night on average. In fact, according to the National Sleep Foundation poll, 84% of adults admitted to feeling tired throughout the week, primarily because either they don't sleep well or they didn't get enough sleep, period. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, the average person experiences 4 to 6 sleep cycles. These cycles vary in length, and they can last about 90 minutes. So we've all heard that term REM, right, REM. REM actually stands for rapid eye movement, which makes up 20 to 25% of adults' total sleep in healthy adults. So when you cycle through, you know, non-REM sleep, your bodily functions slow down or stop altogether. Your metabolism drops and your heart and blood pressure goes down. Stage 3 in non-REM sleep, or what they call deep sleep, is perhaps the most critical stage of sleep for regenerating your brain and your body. Studies actually show that deep sleep decreases across the lifespan. And we have less sleep, deep sleep, should I say, not sleep, but deep sleep as we age. According to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke, NINDs, we spend about 2 hours per night dreaming, which is mostly during our REM sleep. But most adults actually sleep on their side, actually 54% according to the National Library of Medicine Biotech Information, while 38% sleep on their back and 7% on their stomach. There's really no right or wrong. It's kind of whatever works for you. You know, there's recommendations, but it's kind of whatever works for you. You know, I use a body pillow actually at night. And it really helps me wrapping around that pillow and just, you know, feeling something squishy, you know. Like as a kid, I would sleep with my stuffed animal. My daughter does every night. And it's just something to hold on to that kind of makes you feel secure and comfortable. So whatever works for you, that's what you should do. So now we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about the importance of sleep. Or should I say the importance of good sleep. Sleep actually plays a vital role due to the impact that it makes on our overall well-being throughout your entire life. You know, as we know, when you sleep well, your body is working to maintain your physical and mental health, which helps to support healthy brain function. In addition, it does so many other things. You know, it manages your stress levels, improves your concentration, it boosts your immune system, it regulates your mood, and even helps to prevent chronic illnesses, and illnesses in general. So you might be wondering out there, you know, how much sleep should I be getting, right? Or how much is enough sleep? Well, to answer that question, it depends on your body and where you're at. But generally speaking, you know, how much you sleep actually changes as we age. According to CDC, so a newborn, what I consider a newborn, 0 to 3 months, 14 to 17 hours of sleep is recommended, and that's from the National Sleep Foundation. Infants, 4 to 12 months, 12 to 16 hours per 24 hours, and that includes naps, by the way. Toddlers, 1 to 2 years of age, 11 to 14, see, a little bit less hours per 24 hours, including the naps. So you kind of add that together. As we know, you know, children, you know, young children, toddlers, infants, newborns, they sleep a lot. And that's when they're growing, right? Preschool, ages 3 to 5 years of age, 10 to 13 hours per 24 hours, including naps again. And now we get to school age. So 6 to 12 years old, 9 to 12 hours per 24 hours. teens 13 to 18, 8 to 10 hours per 24 hours, and adults 18 to 60 years of age, 7 or more hours per night. And it's kind of interesting, 61 to 64 years of age, it goes back up again, 7 to 9 hours. And then 65 years and older, 7 to 8 hours. So kind of the average is around 7, right, as we for adults, okay? However, like if you're an elite athlete, then you're going to need at least a bare minimum of 8 hours of sleep to recover and reset your body. So when I was boxing, I would absolutely need more sleep because I needed that to recover. That's your recovery time. All right, now we're going to talk about the dangers of lack of sleep. People who do not sleep enough or wake up often during the night run a higher risk of coronary heart disease, high blood pressure, obesity, and stroke. Sleep affects your heart and your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your immune system, and your metabolism. In children and teens, it plays a huge role in the development and growth. If your child doesn't get an adequate amount of sleep, it can result in increasing your risk for chronic long-term health problems, which can affect how well you think, work, react, learn, and get along well with others. In adults, not getting enough sleep makes it difficult to stay focused and think clearly. Not getting enough quality sleep can lead to increased hormone, ghrelin, that controls hunger, a decreased ability to respond to insulin, increasing consumption of fatty, sweet, and salty foods, and decreased physical activity, and could lead to metabolic syndrome, which results in weight gain and obesity challenges. There's also dangers in too much sleep. Yeah, too much sleep can actually be a problem as well. If you find yourself sleeping too much, there could be an issue such as heart disease or depression setting in, okay? So what do I mean in terms of too much sleep? Like, how much is too much sleep? I'm talking like 10 hours or more repeatedly, especially if you're not an elite athlete. So if you get 10 or more hours of sleep a night, you know, that's a concern as well. You know, with sleep, it's not about how long you sleep. It's really about the quality of sleep you're getting. So in terms of, good sleep, it's that good REM sleep is what I'm talking about. Some things you want to avoid in order to get that good sleep may include things like working out right before you go to bed. Your adrenaline is up, your heart is pumping, stimulated, and it needs to unwind. So it's different if you do things like Pilates, yoga, a more relaxing kind of workout. But I think when you're doing like a vigorous cardio blast, it can stimulate the heart rate, even boxing. You know, I would always try to get it in early in the morning because if you do that at night, it kind of keeps you up. Unless that's your goal, because there's a lot of boxers out there that train to be able to fight at nighttime. So they want to see what their body's like at nighttime. And so they may train, you know, like Floyd Mayweather. He'll go running at, you know, 12 a.m. And he's got a shop in Vegas. And I bought a hat that's at 12 a.m. And it's because he, too, in Vegas, it's super hot during the summer, right? So that's like the most calming time to be able to run, right? You can't possibly run in 115-degree weather. So, I mean, that could be a factor, but then also, like, being able to sustain that energy at nighttime, a lot of boxers could train. So it kind of depends. But most athletes in general, or just most people in general, you know, you want to try to get your workouts in earlier in the day as opposed to late, like right before you go to bed, right? Another thing to kind of avoid, you know, to get that good sleep is avoiding bright lighting. Excess light exposure can actually throw off your sleep. So, you know, some things you can do to avoid it, like if you live in a well-lit area, just try to close your curtains, you know, black out your curtains, or you could wear a sleep mask, like my daughter. Every night she wears her sleep mask. She swears by it, and she's asleep. You know, this prevents that light from interfering with your rest and, you know, contributes to your body's production of the hormone melatonin to promote good sleep. We'll talk about melatonin a little bit more in a minute. Also avoiding noise. Keeping noise to a minimum is suggested. However, there are some people out there that, you know, sleep with their TV on, you know. Another thing you could do is drown out noise with white noise or a fan or earplugs or headphones. Whatever your preference is. Or some people sleep with their TV on, like I said. Everyone has their preference, but I think things that don't make you think are the way to go. Sometimes if I hear a TV in the background, sometimes I'm thinking about whatever's on there, and then it might affect my dreams. So, but then some people can't, you know, sleep in silence. So you have to find out what works for you. You know, avoiding long naps. Try to keep your naps to a minimum of 20 minutes so that you don't oversleep and it doesn't affect your sleep at night. I had a doctor's appointment, just a normal routine appointment this week, and my nurse was like, I just got up from a nap. I'm like, that's good. How long did you sleep? She's like, you know, 15 minutes. I go, perfect. You know, try to just do that. You know, if you do that napping is good for you. But don't do it too much, you know, throughout the day, because then it could affect your sleep at night, right? Try to keep it under 20 minutes. Avoid liquid at night, and most importantly, caffeine, right? Try to avoid caffeine. They say to avoid it after 2 p.m. if possible, and that includes, like, you know, soda, coffee, tea that has caffeine in it, you know? So we're going to talk about now some sleeping tips that you could, that may help you, you know, in order to get better sleep or be able to relax, be able to get to that point where you feel like it's time to go to bed. So I'm a nutritionist. That's my job. So of course I'm going to go to food first, right? Put in your body matters, especially what you put in your body before you go to bed. You know, it's important not to overeat like a big dinner before you go to bed. You don't want to overeat, but then also you want to find that sweet spot because you don't want to be hungry either. It's not fun to be full when you go to sleep because it's hard to just be comfortable. But then when you're hungry, you got that empty feeling and your stomach's growling all night. That's not a fun feeling either. So if you are feeling hungry and you don't want to eat a lot because you don't want to gain weight, you don't want to have that full feeling, but you want to feel satisfied, you know, one thing that I suggest is, one thing that I do actually is I'll have a tablespoon of almond butter or peanut butter. Plain peanut butter is good. Just a tablespoon of it. And you just kind of, you know, I don't eat it all at once. I kind of enjoy it a little bit, and I'll have a little teeny bit of water, a little sip, just so my throat's not super dry. And that kind of satisfies you a little bit, and it's a little bit of protein, which is nice too. Also, raw nuts, that's something too. Like if I don't feel like peanut butter, like it just doesn't sound good, I prefer like pistachios. That's my go-to. But almonds, cashews, walnuts, edamame, you know. Also, like I would say bananas, edamame, black beans, yogurt, all of these things have magnesium. Magnesium is really good for you at night because it helps you calm down. It's also super important for things like cramps. I was having a major issue with cramping in the middle of the night, and I don't know if you guys have had that. It's the worst, like your calf or your just your foot cramps up, your hamstring, and it's just the worst, you know. You can take a mustard packet by your bed, and that will help, right? But if you get enough magnesium, sometimes it's a preventative, you know. And magnesium also helps with anxiety and depression, which is something that could be keeping you up. I actually recently started taking a low dose of magnesium before bed, and I've noticed a huge difference in sleep and also less cramping, you know, with my Pilates and, you know, stretching a lot and drinking more water, trying to drink more water. I got to do better at that. But it's reducing the amount of cramping that I have. And also making me a little bit more tired at night. So I take a very low dose, and make sure that you consult your doctor to know how much to take. Because if you take more than you should with magnesium, it can kind of make you nauseous. So you want to watch out how much you take. All right, I'm going to go back to, okay, so bananas. I'm going to go back to that. Bananas are super, super, super high in, they're super high in sugar, to be honest with you, but they're loaded with magnesium and potassium. So if you're diabetic, it might not be a good thing to take, you know, before you go to bed. So what you could do is have what's called a banana tea. I was reading about this, and I thought it was really interesting. Banana tea, 30 minutes or actually I'd recommend a little bit more than 30 minutes before bedtime because you don't have to get up in the middle of the night and go use the restroom, right? Because then that disrupts your sleep. So you say, what is banana tea? Well, the peel of a banana and the peel of anything, right? The peel of vegetables, the peel of fruit is usually has a high nutrient value, way more than the actual fruit or vegetable itself, right? So it's good stuff. Especially a banana peel actually has three times the amount of magnesium than the actual fruit, the banana itself. So to do this, what you want to do is you cut the banana in half and you discard the end of it, right? And you keep it unpeeled, and then you put that into boiling water, so like a boiling cup of, like a coffee cup, right, coffee mug. Have like a boiling water in a coffee mug. And you put that banana in the coffee mug, and you wait till it turns brown, and then you take that banana out, and you just start sipping it. And that takes about 3 minutes on average, 3 to 4 minutes, and you sip it. So they say that it's a really nice way to get that magnesium in, and that warmness kind of calms you down a little bit. So it's kind of a real natural homeopathic kind of way to do things. It's something to try. Speaking of protein, we talked a lot about protein, right? Nuts, you know, peanut butter, edamame, black beans. Poultry is actually great, like turkey, right? Because it has tryptophan, which helps your body produce serotonin, which is a relaxing mood hormone. Also fish, which is loaded with omegas, good for your brain, and B6, which actually makes melatonin. It's something that's helped me along my journey is, you know, sipping on tea a few hours before bedtime, like sleepy time tea or chamomile tea. Just make sure that whatever tea you drink reads no caffeine, right? And you want to steer clear of foods like red meat and fried foods because they're difficult to digest. And spicy food is a no-no. Those are things that will keep you up. So some other things that you can do besides nutrition to kind of help you with sleep is create a healthy nighttime routine so that your body knows when to unwind and relax to be in sleep mode. So they say it's good for you to set your alarm or body clock to wake up and go to bed at the same time daily, even on weekends. And I know that's difficult for some people because some people work odd hours and not the same type of hours every day. So that could be difficult for some people. But for those of you that have kind of a routine type of job, this is something that's highly recommended in everything I've read. Everything I've researched is to try to kind of create that routine for your body. Also take some self-care time, you know, time to relax. What do I mean by that? You know, take a warm bath or a warm shower. Listen to relaxing music. Practice your breathing techniques. Do some light stretching. Read a book. Or you can do something spiritual like pray or meditate. You know, I found these little shower they're like little capsules that you kind of put in the shower and they dissolve and like eucalyptus and the scents really kind of relaxes me. Nice warm shower before bed and you feel clean getting into your bed and it's kind of a nice way to kind of unwind. That's something that I do quite often. So just want to recommend. Another idea is making love. Yeah. Your bed should just be used for, it should be associated with two things, making love and sleep. That's it. A lot of people watch their TV, they're on their phone, they're eating in their bed. No. Really, your bed, it should be for two things, making love and going to sleep.
right? Do all those other things in the other rooms in your house. If you don't have a lot of rooms in your house, get outside. Go do other things. But that's what your bed should be associated for, with. Now, this is a hard one. This is a really hard one for us all. Avoid distractions like your phone, your laptop, and worries. Check all of those at the door. Keep a pad of paper by your bed and a pen, yeah, or something on your mind. You wake up, you jot it down so you don't activate your mind into thinking about that all night. I know I do that all the time. I'll think, I'll have like, oh, I got to do this for work, or I got to run this errand. Oh, I got to tell Brianna this. You know, so I'll get these little thoughts, and then all of a sudden I'll wake up, I'm disrupted, I'll get on my phone, and I'll type a note for myself. And now that bright light, I'm like adjusting my eyes, and then it's hard. We try to go back to sleep, and then all you see is bright light, and you're trying to like blink your eyes a few times and trying to get back to sleep. So it's best to avoid those bright lights, you know. So just, you know, have that paper and pen by your bed. You may even want to record your dreams, you know, write down those things that you dreamt about, you know. Don't face the clock if you have an alarm clock. I know a lot of people don't have alarm clocks anymore. They use their phone. But just try not to have that alarm clock looking at it, because when you look at it, it's like that's a distraction as well, you know. Also, lavender. Lavender is a great thing just for sleep and just overall relaxation. You can use, you know, essential oils, or like I like to kind of dilute it, put it in a spray bottle, spray it on my pillow, spray it on my bed. You can also take that oil and massage it on your skin, behind your ears, on your nose, so that you're kind of smelling it when you go to bed. Some of the bougie hotels you can see sometimes, though, they have little lavender sprays right by your bedside, and you can spray those on your pillow. And it really does. It has a calming feature to it. You can also sip on lavender tea. That's a thing as well. It's kind of acquired taste. I'm not much of a lavender taster, but, you know, you could absolutely do that. That is something that that helps as well. You know, also consider the room temperature. It shouldn't be too hot, too cold. Again, find that sweet spot and consider what you're wearing to bed so that you're comfortable while sleeping. You know, sometimes if you're too bundled up, you know, you might be too hot when you sleep. So just whatever you're in, just make sure that you're comfortable. You know, and investing in a good mattress and pillow is highly recommended. This helps you to avoid aches and pains, and also so that your spine gets proper support. And, you know, you can also resort to sleeping, you know, supplements. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I suggest, you know, consult with your doctor. But a couple things, you know, that I do, that I take before I go to bed that's helped me. If I'm not doing sleepy time tea, I don't do both, right? If I don't do sleepy time tea, I might take ZQL with elderberry and zinc. And also that little dosage of magnesium that I was talking about, and literally within 20, 30 minutes, I'm asleep. And those are like natural, you know, well, there's a lot of natural qualities about that, right? That's just what I do. But again, consult with your doctor if you're going to do that. You know, some people take melatonin as well, which is great. You know, you just have to find out what works for you. Try different things, but don't just try it one time and say, oh, it's not for me. No, give it some time. Like, try it for like a week and see if it helps you. And if that doesn't work, then try something else. All right. So I'm probably not going to go the full hour tonight because I don't want to talk your ears off, you know. But, you know, I think that this topic is a biggie. You know, as I hear so many family members and friends, they talk about their challenges with sleep, and I also, you know, struggle with it as well, as I described. So I hope that you learn, you know, some tips tonight. I'm going to call my daughter in here. Brianna, come on in here. And we're going to end the show with my special guest who is going to read you a bedtime story so that it'll help you relax, okay? So, my beautiful princess, Brianna Michelle Williams. She's going to read a book to you, so it'll help you relax. Going to keep this short and sweet tonight. All right, Brianna, so why don't you take it away? You can introduce your book with the title in and your author.
I'm Brianna, and the book I will be reading today is Maple and the Queen of Dreams.
Who is it by?
It is by Henry Joshua and Harrison Hertz, illustrated by Lisa Woods.
All right.
Maple was an expert at not going to sleep. I'm thirsty. I'm not tired. I have to pee. I'm too tangled to sleep. Will you tell me a story? Always works. Mom smiled, knowing smile. Yes, but the Queen of Fae won't visit until you close your eyes. The mom used the extra soft voice she saved for the best stories. Maple sat up on top of the covers. Fae? They are fairies. They're wee magical folk. Maple's eyes widened. What does the queen look like? Looking towards the bed, without a word, her mom tilted her head and waited. Maple sighed, leaned back against the headboard, and closed her eyes. Her mom began in the Fae Queen's regal voice. I'm no bigger than a snowflake since the first moonrise. I've glided over sleeping children, painted their dreams. My chariot is an empty hazelnut with a roof of grasshopper wings. It was crafted by an old beetle working deep in an enchanted wood. Beetles have built coaches for the Fae as long as anybody could remember. A dragonfly draws my chariot with spiderweb strands. An ant in a worn gray coat grips the reins. When I fly around your hair, you dream of puppy white clouds sailing in a bright blue sky. Maple's head eased into the fluffy pillows. If I drive along your knees, you dream of jumping and dancing on a soft, dewy grass. We'll slit her legs under the warm covers. When I journey across your fingers, you dream of holding your father's hand. If I glide over your lips, your dreams of talking with someone you love. Maple smiled. When I hover over your nose, the sweet smell of fresh baked cookies beckons. If I travel up your neck, you feel the warm sun glow of the midday sun. Maple pulled up the covers. Why have I never seen you? Whispered Maple. I only visit when you sleep. And I always leave before you rise. Maple's eyes stayed closed. She wondered what dreams may come. The end. I hope that made you fall asleep.
Well, what else do we do before you go to sleep since you were a baby?
We sing two songs.
We sing two songs. So you want to start out with, so we'll sing you two songs too. Maybe this will help you relax tonight. And sing the good night to you first?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Ready?
Good night to you. Good night to me. Now close your eyes and go to sleep. Good night, sweetheart. Good dreams. Good night. Good night. I love you.
Good night, pretty.
Good night, mommy.
All right, what's our other one?
It's good night, my love.
No, I love you, Lauren.
Oh, I love you.
You mixed up the two. That's funny. All right, ready?
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sound in your ear. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
everybody. All right, everybody. I hope you have a great night and you sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And I hope that I helped you guys out with some more insight. Ooh, that rhymes. All right. Stay healthy and safe. Thank you, Bree.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.